All right. This is Tom Rowe in Accra on election night, primary election night, and Rob Bujon is joining us on the phone here. And I think you were victorious tonight. Is that what I heard?
I was, Tom. Thank you. Kamal and I won the first ward alderman primary.
And do you have results in the other races? Do you know?
I don't have any confirmed results. So I would rather leave that to those folks. But we had a pretty high turnout in the first ward, and I had 157 votes. Kamal had 140 votes. So we there was
had a large gap between Michael O'Hare, the third place candidate.
Yes, I think he came in at 89.
Were you surprised by the results tonight?
You know, I think this is my first time running. I've worked on campaigns before, so it's kind of interesting for me because primaries are kind of like, we've almost had the opposite effect tonight. But, you know, the primaries are the decisions almost this year, even though we still want everybody to go out and vote in the general. But we didn't really know, besides the fact that we had a very complicated presidential election year last year. We had new ward boundaries occurring this year. There was no data for us to kind of pull from. This was like, it was almost like, okay, here we're voting for this ward, and we don't have any kind of historic data except what we can kind of gather from the old first ward and parts of the third ward. So it was kind of, I think, new for everybody, but you know, it sounded like people came out and voted.
And do you think there was any problem with the new ward boundaries or not?
No, I think logistically, the first and the third ward always voted at St. Mary's, so it was probably just people saying stand in this versus that line. I think maybe there might have been more complications in the fourth and the fifth wards, just because they vote in two separate, you know, they vote on State Street and the firehouse, but you know, St. Mary's kind of houses 1, 2, and 3, so it was just maybe telling people to get in different lines. But you know, when I got there, I got to St. Mary's just before noon because I was looking forward to being the first voter in the first ward. And there were already 10 people in front of me, so it was quite exciting to see the turnout was that people were that anticipating it.
And what is your ballot situation in November now? Are you do you have any opponents at all, or do you have all the lines? And it would take a write-in candidate to beat you, or what is the situation for yourself?
So for myself, it would be a write-in candidate. Now that I've won the Democratic, and again, there has to be accounts of the absentee ballots and such, but if I carry the Democratic win, then I've been cross-endorsed by the Republican, Conservative, and Independence parties, so there won't be a runoff in November.
And is that the same with Kamal, too?
Yes, so he was cross-endorsed by the Republicans, Conservatives, and the Working Family Party.
And no other party on the ballot has a candidate. It's only a write-in candidate would unplace one of the two of you.
Correct. From what I understand, that's correct, because that would be Mike O'Hara that would have another endorsement, but I don't believe he has another endorsement.
And I thought he was quoted in the paper saying he wasn't going to run if he didn't win the primary. I thought I saw that, but perhaps I was wrong.
I didn't see that, but yeah.
So maybe I was wrong, and there's lots of candidates said lots of things the last couple of weeks, I'm sure.
Well, it's just like the last week has been it's been a flurry of activity, to say the least.
So if say in November there is not a write-in candidate that defeats you, what do you want to do now that you're almost elected?
Well, I think the first thing is we should sit down and kind of figure out what we look to with the first ward and the new first ward boundaries, and how we, there's so many positive things coming into 2018. First of all, we have we're going to have a very different common council. Second of all, we have all these new ward boundaries. And I think, you know, we have an opportunity to sit and kind of talk and figure out, you know, what, how we can work together. We're going to need to work together with each other and for all the First Ward residents. So I think that's the first thing we should do, even before we, you know, get into January, is kind of figure out how this is all going to kind of shake out and play out.
So you'll take office in January, is that right?
Yes.
And anything else you want to tell everybody that voted for you or did not vote for you? Or?
Oh, I'd like to thank everybody that came out and voted anyway, number one. And you know, whether you voted for me or not, I look forward to representing everybody in the First Ward. And I want to make sure that everybody still goes out and votes in the general election, because that's opened up to all parties along with NOP. And, you know, we need to continue to exercise our right to vote. And I appreciate everybody that voted for me today.
All right, Rob Bujon, thank you for calling in, and congratulations on your victory tonight.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tom. Take care.
All right. Thanks.